Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Russian forces are pounding Ukrainian positions with artillery fire and launched almost 400 strikes in the eastern region alone on Sunday. In a video address, President Zelensky said the fiercest battles as before are in the Donetsk region. His comments came as residents began returning to the southern city of Kherson a week after Russian troops pulled out. We can talk now to Lindsay Hilsum, Channel 4 News International Editor. Lindsay, you're in Dnipro, but you were in Kherson over the weekend. What did you see?
Well, Kherson was occupied by the Russians from the very beginning. It was the only regional capital that they ever took, and they held on to it. And people endured the most appalling time. There was people who, anybody who was seen as being pro-Ukrainian, ran the risk of being arrested and even tortured. What we saw were people now celebrating with the blue and yellow flags in the center of town. But, you know, they're cold and they're hungry. There's not a lot of food. There was no electricity when we were there. There was no water. People were hauling water out of the river. We discovered how much the Russians have been looting in that city. And that's going to be on Channel 4 News tonight. We discovered that they had looted the main Kherson Art Museum. They took 14,000 paintings, icons, and sculptures. Do you know what they also took? They took the bones of Prince Potemkin. He was an Imperial Russian hero, the lover of Catherine the Great. Mm-hmm. Russian soldiers went into St. Catherine's Cathedral. They went down into the vault. And as if it was some kind of medieval emblem, which I guess it is for President Putin in some ways, he wants an imperial reconquest. These soldiers had been ordered to take the bones of Potemkin, to remove them from Kherson, the city he founded. So that was one absolutely extraordinary thing. The other thing is that Kherson is not peaceful. The Russians have retreated in good order across the river. They're only 600 yards away. And there was shelling in both directions in the time we were there.
And the shelling, which we again saw over the weekend of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, and it seems explosions, you know, quite close to some of the key infrastructure in that plant. What is happening there? And why are the Russians and others perhaps continuing to target it? Why is the fighting going on in such an incredibly sensitive location?
Well, it's a very sensitive location. The Russians are controlling the nuclear power plant, but the Ukrainians control a lot of the area around it. And it's not completely clear exactly who is shelling where. This is a confused front line. The Russians claim that it's the Ukrainians which are shelling the power station. The Ukrainians say that's not true. They would never shell the nuclear power station. What we do know is that this is a very dangerous situation, that it's dangerous for two reasons. Obviously, there is a desperate need for power in this country. A lot of people are without electricity. But more than that, of course, there's a danger of some kind of nuclear leak or worse than that. So this is really one of the most dangerous flashpoints in the country.
And more broadly across Ukraine, the situation in relation to essential electricity and water supplies, which have been targeted by the Russians in recent weeks, how critical is the situation for, I suppose, potentially millions of Ukrainians, Lindsay?
President Zelensky said that 40% of the electricity infrastructure had been seriously damaged. Now, they keep repairing it, and the lights and the heat come back on again. But then it gets attacked again by the Russians. And it's going to be a very, very hard winter. Certainly, Ukrainians are being advised by the government not to come back if they're already refugees in Europe. They're being advised if they can go to Europe for the winter to do so, particularly if they're elderly or if they're vulnerable, because they are going to get very cold. It's going to be very dark. This is going to be a very hard.
Lindsay, I'll stop you there because the line is beginning to break up, but we do appreciate you taking our call. And as Lindsay was saying, her report from Kherson will be on Channel 4 News this evening.